Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
January 12th is Kiss a Ginger Day. So we asked Brooke and Bob if there were any gingers they'd like to kiss. So Brooke, would you pash? Rupert Grint.
The guy was in Harry Potter, of course I would kiss him.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I would. He's not actually attractive. I think it's the British accent. But yes, I would kiss him.
Bob, would you kiss Jessica Chastain?
I don't know. I think I'd be a bit more respectful.
Conan O'Brien.
I don't know if they want to be kissed.
Amy Adams.
Yeah, again, you're just sort of throwing me at them. What about how they feel?
Prince Harry.
Absolutely. He's got it all. He's a literal prince. He's British. He has the red hair. And he's a prince. Of course I would kiss Prince Harry.
Damian Lewis.
Oh, so just because they're celebrities, we're allowed to just comment on them and their bodies and what we'd like to... No, that's not on.
Nicole Kidman.
I can't get past that time where she was on a red carpet and the powder on her makeup sat strangely and it made it look like she had some kind of weird thing going on with her skin. So no, I absolutely could not kiss Nicole Kidman.
Isla Fisher.
I just think consent is pretty important. At the very least, I want to get the right vibe off them that any, you know, advances are welcome, are reciprocated.
Isla Fisher, hard yes.
Well, Brooke, what do you have to say for yourself?
That is just shocking, Brooke. You've got to answer to that.
To be fair, in my defence, earlier today, I did advocate to change it to consensually kiss a ginger day. Look, I stand by my things. If they're down for it, that's who I would kiss and who I wouldn't kiss. If Nicole Kidman approached me in the street, I'd be like, no, thank you.
No, thank you. Not British enough.
Not British enough. That was really the running theme there, wasn't it?
January 13th is Kiss a Brit Day, so we'll do it all again. I think you can guess how it's going to go.
I definitely know.